Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. They present our Friday show as always. Nothing like going there to stock up. And believe me, I stocked up at the pickle bar. I stocked up with imports, domestics, microbrews. I needed water, got plenty of that. Soft drinks, snacks. Hey, Memorial Day's right around the corner. It's not that far away. Brewers Outlet's the place to go. Great staff. Really well laid out store. Plenty of free parking. Lots of help to get the cases of the car. They will take care of you. They're not called the beverage supermarket for nothing. And don't forget, the peanuts are fresh, roasted every day. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, key routes 11 to 15 in Hummelsworth. Jordan Hill of the Seattle Seahawks in the show today. And I received a disturbing text today. Something that really, really bothered me. That you're going to have a major IndyCar announcement.
I heard about this, and trust me, I did not tell the suit to text you that information.
So, under the category of give me peace of mind and we'll just get this out of the way now.
IndyCar back to Watkins Glen on Labor Day weekend. There's your five good IndyCar seconds minus one or two.
What? That's it?
That's it, yeah. Christmas came early for the suit. IndyCar is back at Watkins Glen, September 4th. He's already looking for good tickets.
Believe me, there'll be plenty available.
I said two, but I didn't want to crush his Friday highlight.
Wow. That was it?
Yep, so 2 weeks earlier, it'll be in Pocono, then Labor Day weekend back to Watkins Glen. So if that's your cup of tea, that's pretty good.
Pocono's in our backyard. So that's, you know, I'll promote Pocono anytime. Watkins Glen's beautiful, I mean, in terms of the area. I mean, I've walked up and down through the Glen many times.
Absolutely. Not too far, right off Route 17. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so get on Route 414, go north. I know. That's how I used to go to my grandparents' house. My grandparents on my father's side were in Waterloo, New York. Go right up in between the Finger Lakes there, and so we go. So, have they even raced this year?
IndyCar?
Yeah. I mean, a whole bunch of them have been getting canceled. He's looking good.
I'm looking.
Don't bother.
I'm looking.
Yeah. Good.
I don't have that schedule complete memorization as the suit. Well, actually, the Firestone Grand Prix back in March, Phoenix Grand Prix in April, Long Beach in April, Alabama was in April. This weekend we have the Angie's List Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Oh, it's actually at the Indy Motor Speedway. That's this weekend.
Well, that's setting up the month. I understand
Yep. Then they'll have races in Detroit in June and Texas in June, Toronto in July. Then the ABC Supply 500 Long Pond August 21st. Then 2 weeks later they'll be at the Glen. Then they go to California to wrap it up in mid-September.
Well, September 4th, that weekend, of course, is Labor Day weekend, and September 3rd, it is going to be Kent State at Beaver Stadium. And I got the Spikes game on Sunday, and then I got a Spikes game on Monday. I guess, you know, can't make it. All right.
So, just a shade over 30 days from your Spikes schedule cranking up.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit more than that, yeah. I'm looking forward to it very much. I always, people ask me, how do you think they're going to be? I don't know. I don't usually get the roster until like 6 days before.
I was gonna say, let's get the kids get into town first and get to know them and take it from there.
Well, what they're doing, what they do is this. I don't think a lot of people realize, and let's talk about Williamsport too, the Phillies affiliate. They have extended spring training. And that continues, and you know, they're in the middle of it right now, but they usually play games at 10 o'clock in the morning. When they get up here, they love it. Now, why do they love it? Well, they love it for this reason. Number one, they get to play under the lights. It's cooler here. And they're sick of playing at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they feel like now they're on their way. That's why they love coming up here, whether it's Williamsport or State College or any of the other places. Because they're sick of playing at 10 a.m. They're sick of playing in the heat and humidity. And they come up here, and what we think is humidity is not humidity compared to what they had down in Florida. So they love coming up here, without question. Oklahoma City beat San Antonio. Man, I told you yesterday. What did I tell you yesterday? I thought San Antonio looked old.
You
looked
nailed
old.
That. That was the second half was tough, especially just watching Tim Duncan alone. That was tough to watch.
And I mean, the one I'll say this about Dan Patrick in his commentary. He talked about he slipped in about Kobe getting 60. Kobe knew it was his last game, and guess what? They just fed him the ball, and it was just hog night at the trough. Now you still have to do it, which he did. But that was all. That was he was given every opportunity to do it. Tim Duncan was in a playoff game where you're trying to win. You know, I mean, the Lakers, I mean, were they trying to win? Not really. They were trying to get him 60. Yeah, if it's his last game, it's his last game. It's not his style. Dan Patrick's correct about that. But a little bit different when the stakes, when you've got high stakes. And you're trying to stay alive here and get to a seventh and deciding game in San Antonio, which they didn't. He had 19 last night, so he did well. But they looked old. Manu Ginobili looked old for the first time. Duncan looked old. Even Parker to a point.
Ginobili just didn't have any spring.
No, he doesn't. And believe me, I know the feeling.
But for the Thunder side, though, you talk about Durant and Westbrook. That's all you hear about. But the one guy that does all the cleanup in the paint is Steven Adams. Very impressive player.
They drafted him out of... He left Pitt early. And I was like, when he left Pitt, I was like, oh, what's he doing? I mean, stay another year. He was right. And you're right. He has become a really, really good NBA player. He's a tough matchup inside. He will be a very tough matchup inside for either Bogut or Green. The Penguins will start their series tonight as they take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Stamkos is out, blood clots. He cannot return until he's off blood thinners. Last I saw, the Pirates and the Cubs were scoreless. They're playing today at Wrigley. Softball, Penn State gets Nebraska this evening. It poured here this morning. It stopped raining here about 11 o'clock. The field, when I drove past the field this morning, it was covered, obviously. You don't have to have an agronomy degree to know to do it. Poor guy. So, now they're the third game of the day. That field drains well, and the weather here is nice. Right now, it's 72 degrees here. It's nice. So the Big Ten softball tournament continues. Penn State gets Nebraska, which beat Purdue yesterday. Penn State had a first-round bye. If Penn State were to win this evening, they would get the nation's second-ranked team, and that is Michigan, tomorrow. And it is supposed to get cold here. Looks like it's going to get cold in the valley. I was listening to Jen doing the forecast, and Jen was talking about some storms with some possibility of some hail.
Yeah, it could happen tomorrow, and only high of 55 on Sunday, about 15 degrees below normal for this time of year.
Brutal. Yeah. Brutal.
Getting the payback from the nice 10-day stretch we had last month.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. Yeah, we'll have to somehow just get through it. I guess lows overnight are going to be in the 30s or something like that. That's not great. Don't like that at all. 1-800-795-9565 is the number. 1-800-795-9565. We will talk with Jordan Hill next half hour from the Seattle Seahawks. And talk with him about his tournament, but also about OTAs. You know, what a great story in Philadelphia, don't you think? Where Sam Bradford now talking about the enthusiasm with which he's attacking now OTAs. Really? I can tell you right now, for $18 million, I can get enthusiastic about a lot of things. Hey, what do you think?
I'd get you another set of clubs. In your own course.
Got that right. Yeah. You know what? I got my own golf course. That's terrific. So,
well, yeah. You're shooting more eagles these days.
Yeah. And I have not gone out since. Did you tell Jennifer about the eagle?
I did.
Yeah. She went, Figures. Just trying to one-up everybody. I was as stunned as anybody. I went, holy cow, I put it in. Look at her, you're like, okay.
All we needed was one of those GoPro cameras attached to your cap, and it could have been... We could have put that on our Steve Jones Facebook page for everybody to see.
But you know what's interesting about that? I've had, in my lifetime. Now, a buddy of mine was telling me about a hole-in-one he got. The closest I've ever come is 3 feet. I've never been closer than 3 feet when it comes to a hole-in-one. And I've been able to get, because they're so easy to count, 4 eagles... in my lifetime. The one I had the other day was the first one I ever had in a par 5. All the other ones I had were in par 4s. I was on the 9th hole in the white course, middle of the fairway, knocked it in. Okay. I was at Center Hills. Okay. Drove it up the hill into the bunker, left side bunker, out of the bunker, I knocked it in. And then it was a shorter, like a 270-yard par 4, and I drove the green 10 feet away, and I dropped the putt. That's the only putt I've ever dropped for eagle. All the other ones are like, hey, I chipped it in. So they all went under the category of total, absolute, complete luck.
So for your eagle earlier this week, how far away was your putt?
It wasn't. I chipped it in.
Nice.
Oh, no. I was 20 yards off the green after my second shot. It was a par 5, and I chipped it in.
Nice.
So, yeah. But I've only had one where I've actually putted for an eagle. It was on Cape Cod. I was like, okay. I have all the believe me, my game's unconventional. It's all unconventional. You know, you sit there and go, hey, I looked around and went, wow. How about that? Even blind squirrels find acorns. All right, we will come back with more in a moment. We've got a lot of sports news to talk about today as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
If you thought 100 years in business was impressive,
SMC is going to show you 101 is even more spectacular.
During the month of May, Sunbury Motors Ford is going to sell 101 new Fords
by discounting every new Ford to the lowest price possible. Plus, give you more for your trade.
SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 42 new Escapes starting at $18,880.
SMC is where you want to be
if you want to choose from 85 new F-150s starting at $23,749.
Saving you up to $11,400.
SMC is where you want to be if you want 0% financing for 72 months on Focuses, Fusions, Edges, Escapes, and Explorers.
Now
is the time to take advantage of Sunbury Motors' goal to sell 101 new Fords in May. SMC's goal is your gain. 101 vehicles sold means you'll save more money than ever before. Sunbury Motors and the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 101 years.
It's really sad, but one of the former hosts of the program, who's now essentially a suit, is complaining he can't watch people go around in a circle by themselves on his phone. If you want, we can get Jennifer Wakeman and get her into her car and have her go around the parking lot. And you could film that with your phone, and then you can watch it later
in our new WKOK Phillies mobile. Sure.
Yeah, which she drove, by the way, to the Susquehanna Valley Country Club.
You some tight donuts with that.
Yeah. That would be my recommendation. I think it would fulfill all the...
Yeah. And it would get more likes, I think, online than the other.
Absolutely. Do you even know the names of these people going around in a circle? No. All right, Jordan Hill. There's a name you've heard of. Played for Penn State. All-American career at Penn State, third-round pick Seattle Seahawks, Jordan Hill Foundation golf tournament tomorrow. Jordan is going to be here for it. Since he's going to be here for it, we're going to have him on to talk about that, but also to talk about OTAs. It's a big time for him. There's been movement up front for the Seahawks, pro and con for him. Pro is the guy that was starting in front of him now is with San Diego, but they did draft a defensive tackle. That's fine. But he's also established himself a really nice career with the Seahawks. We'll talk to him about that and much more. Jordan Hill coming up in the next half hour. And we will talk some Penn State football today as well. It's interesting that the big story in college football now, in the off season, deals with the satellite camps. And yes, James Franklin knows he has to go to these satellite camps. I mean, he knows he has to. But you can't, that's one thing in this game, you can't fall behind. I mean, do you think coaches really want to go to AAU stuff? But they know they have to. They have no choice. Very difficult. Maybe it was easier when we didn't even know the names of the guys that were being recruited. Oh, goodness. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Humble's Wharf.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Just a few moments, Jordan Hill of the Seattle Seahawks will join us. Great to have you with us. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Now, I know I'm already stocked up because of Brewers Outlet for the big Memorial Day weekend coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm all stocked up. I went there last week. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best sex, selection of beer anywhere, soft drinks, snacks, water. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. Pickle bar is second to none. In fact, it was a great snack for me on the way home last week. Love the barrels, love the dills, all at Brewers Outlet. One-stop shopping, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Store's really well laid out, by the way. And plenty of help to get the cases of the car and plenty of free parking. All at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time now for this day in sports history. Fred Merkel of the New York Giants recorded 6 RBIs in an inning. Mickey Mantle hit 3 consecutive home runs on this date, 1955. 1958, Stan Musial became the 8th player in the history of Major League Baseball at that time to get 3,000 hits in his career. 1982, the Cubs won their 8,000th game. It only feels like they've won 8,000 games in the opening month of this season. 1983, Reggie Jackson became the first Major League player to strike out 2,000 times in his career. 1985, Carlton Fisk became the 5th catcher in the history of the major leagues to steal 100 bases in his career. Let's see. Also on this date, in 1994, the Indians began an 18-game winning streak. Just to let you know the luck of the franchise, that's also the year they shut down Major League Baseball, so it didn't really matter. And you wonder why they made the movie Major League around those guys. All right, that's this day in sports history. Time now for us to bring in, from the Seattle Seahawks, defensive tackle Jordan Hill. The Jordan Hill Foundation Golf Tournament tomorrow here in State College at the Penn State Golf Courses. Jordan, what's it like for you after all the hard work of trying to put this together to now have it near fruition?
I'm getting, real anxious. I'm actually driving up now. It's all hours to get just driving back up to State College. I'm just ready to get things rolling.
You usually call in a few markers for some old teammates to help out. Hey, can you give me a hand on this? What kind of response have you received from them?
It was really good. Guys just wanted to help or even just donate. I have a few of my teammates up this weekend. In the years that we get this thing rolling, trying to get the whole squad back up there.
And this is just the beginning. How encouraged are you by, give me your level of encouragement that this is just the beginning and what you've accomplished so far with it?
It's just exciting to see how far I've come and the group of people that I've put, to head this thing, and how far we've actually came in the last couple of months. And it's just simple things. And it's really exciting because, it takes a lot of hard work, but once you see everything get put together, everything falls into place, you really start to think, the sky's the limit.
This, of course, is born out of tragedy, so are there mixed emotions?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's... How have you and your wife been able to, has the golf tournament allowed you and the foundation allowed you almost in a healing, as you've gone through this, has that almost helped in the healing process?
I think tomorrow will be a big day for us.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of family that'll be up tomorrow too. it'll be another way to just celebrate.
Indeed, another way to celebrate. All right, what's going to be the game plan now, football wise, for you? What kind of calendar do you have once you're done with this tournament?
I'll be back on workouts on Monday morning. We got our last voluntary workout this week, and then we'll start official OTA practices where we put the helmet on, and it's kind of our version of spring ball.
You said volunteer workouts. In reality, Jordan, how volunteer are they?
You better get the butt there.
You know darn well it's only a name only.
Yeah.
It's only,
yep.
Where in your game on that level, where have you developed and you know you're a better player now than when you got into the league the first go-round?
Learning the game of football from a defensive line position. While I was there, Coach Johnson did a great job of developing me and teaching me how to play defensive line. But for myself, becoming more of a student of the game, learning, the ins and outs, really becoming a veteran in growing up in the game of football.
As you've gone through this, you started here almost the entire time that you were here. At times in Seattle, it's been here, 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 and here. You're not out there 60, 70 plays during the course of a game. I know you thrive a lot on work, but in some ways, has being spotted helped you develop?
It's helped me in a way where I can sit back and watch. I had a guy that was in front of me, Brandon Meebane, that's now with the Chargers, that, he didn't get enough recognition. He was one of the top nose guards, still is in the NFL. And just for me to be able to sit back and watch him and just watch really how he goes about his business on and off the field, I learned a lot from him. But like you said, I'm a guy, I won't be in there the whole time. So that's what I'm working my butt off right now to do.
When you played here, you played with great passion. Whenever I watch you on TV now, I see you play with great passion. Is the game still fun to you?
It is. It brings joy to me. Some guys, you just want to play and get the money and everything like that. Of course, that's your job. That's what you got to do. But it has to be fun. Especially for me to be able to do it each and every day and really get up every morning and, you might be hurt one day and just like, I really want to do this. But I know on Sundays, I'm ready to go. And it's just like I'm out, back at Beaver Stadium.
In Seattle, there's no NHL team, haven't had a pro hockey team for decades and decades. In the NBA, people don't realize that the Sonics did draft Kevin Durant, and then after one year, moved to Oklahoma City. So it's the Mariners and it's the Seahawks. What is it like being a Seahawk, which is obviously the number one show in that city? What's it like just being a Seahawk in that city, in that atmosphere?
Yeah, it's awesome. The fans out there are great. They really embrace us as a team and each individual. It's a very different city from anywhere back here on the East Coast. It's laid back. I feel like it's more of my personality. But the people are very friendly. Everybody's wearing, 12 jerseys, even if it's not a game day. It's like a regular occurrence. You just go, it's in the off season here in May, and it could be a Monday, Tuesday night. You go to a restaurant, you see a bunch of 12 jerseys walking around.
Was there any thought on your part of doing this tournament there, and why did you pick here?
I eventually would love to start doing one out in Seattle. But Penn State is really where everything started for me. My whole thought process of what I wanted to do, and where I wanted this foundation to go. It's a place that I love, and I can't stay away, so it was easy to make that decision.
For people who wish to still get involved, and this will start tomorrow at the Penn State Blue Course, for people who still wish to get involved, how can they get involved?
they can donate. If you want to really come by, come by and say what's up. You know, there'll be good people there. I'll be around all day. But you can donate at www.jordanhillfoundation.com. .org. And then, you know, just look for more. We're going to be doing more and more stuff each and every year. We're looking to do maybe some stuff here in the summer. And just keep you up to date.
That's terrific. Jordan, best of luck with this because the proceeds go to something very special. I congratulate you and your wife of coming up with a way to channel something that's awful into something that down the road is going to be positive for so many people. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck with this, and thanks for allowing us to get the word out.
I appreciate it.
Jordan Hill of the Seattle Seahawks. Diabetes has done a number on family members. His father, father-in-law, and part of the foundation to that, kidney disease as well. But diabetes has done a number on his family. And he lost his father-in-law. It was about a month ago we had Jordan on. And it was right about there that he was telling us about his father-in-law passing away two weeks before that. So this is all very fresh for them. Joseph D'Astro III commented on a link on the Steve Jones Show. And it was about the high school football stadium that's $63.5 million in Texas. And his comment was, and it was said that PSU was football-centered. First, that's bull because Paterno was academically oriented. Second, if a Texas high school is forking out millions for a stadium, that's being football-oriented. Thank you for the comment. Very much. We've been getting a lot of likes on the Facebook page as well, haven't we, Sean?
Yeah, nice little spike of likes this week. We appreciate that.
Yeah, very nice. We do appreciate that.
Just search Steve Jones Show while you're on your Facebook this weekend. You'll scroll down and we'll have links to stories we talk about, podcasts, much more. Listen to any, if you miss any of the live shows, just go to podcast and binge listen. We always like that.
Absolutely. So we like that. Let's see. But we appreciate all those who have chimed in with the likes. Let's see. And Mike Leopold sent us a really nice message. Appreciate that, Mike, very much. On the Facebook page. So there's, check it out. Appreciate the likes very much. It's always great to see that. Keith Mull, by the way, send us a like. Appreciate that, Keith, very much. And Tom Wilson, appreciate that very much. So several of them up there. Let's see. Steve's the only one I like. Let's see what we got here. There we go. Annette Bernascotti, Gabby sent us a like. Keith Mull, Brian Smith, Heather McQuay. Mentioned Mike Leopold, Troy Levin, Terry Duffield, appreciate that very much. D. Fry, Bud Yost, all sending us likes. Appreciate it very much. That's just in the last week, isn't it? Something like that. So check out the Facebook page as well. A lot of interesting stuff on there. We always appreciate it very much. We will come back with more in a moment. We'll talk some Penn State football coming up in the next hour. It may be a slow time, but it's an interesting time because of the satellite camps. And this, for coaches, you've got to, the coaches are out on the road, I think, recruiting right now. The assistant coaches are. I know Joe Moorhead and I will be in Scranton next Wednesday for that. And that should be another great crowd. We're going to be at the Fiorelli's. I want to say is it Dixon City or Clark Summit? One of the two. I think it might be Dixon City. But it's the Scranton Club. And it's the 17th straight year I've done this. And then I have a speaking engagement on the 25th in Tyrone. And then a few others along the way here. So if you want to waste your time and come out and see me, sure. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I have a good time getting out there. I do very much, and seeing as many people as possible, because it gives you, by when you're out there and you're talking with people, you do get a real feel for how they think. And maybe they have a question or two. Maybe you can answer it because you're sitting in a spot that gives you an opportunity to give an answer. And I'm always more than happy to do that. Now, we always have that here on the show, too. I mean, that link is always available. You can always call into the show at 800-795-9565, and we'll let her rip and let her fly. It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. We're heading into the weekend. I mean, it's going to be in the 80s all week. No, okay. We'll have, come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you thought 100 years in business was impressive, SMC is going to show you 101 is even more spectacular. During the month of May, Sunbury Motors Ford is going to sell 101 new Fords by discounting every new Ford to the lowest price possible. Plus, give you more for your trade. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 42 new Escapes starting at $18,880. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 85 new F-150s starting at $23,749.
Saving you up to $11,400.
SMC is where you want to be if you want 0% financing for 72 months on Focuses, Fusions, Edges, Escapes, and Explorers. Now is the time to take advantage of Sunbury Motors' goal to sell 101 new Fords in May. SMC's goal is your gain. 101 vehicles sold means you'll save more money than ever before. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for 101 years.
Big time Phillies announcement. Tommy Joseph has been called up from Lehigh Valley. They're sending Darren Ruff down. The Hunter Pence trade is finally going to pay off. He was the key to the whole trade.
Well, you've brought it up here quite a bit, Steve. When are the Phillies finally going to pull the trigger, bring some guys up? Now we're finally going to see some action here.
Well, Tommy Joseph coming up is not exactly what I was thinking about. I mean, Tommy Joseph has been in the organization now for, what, 4 years? 5 years? 4 years, right? And he was supposed to be in the minors for a year and then come up. Now, obviously, he has dealt with injuries, problems, things like that. I understand that. But that's the risk you run in these trades. Hunter Pence is out there winning World Series left and right for the Giants, and the key to the entire trade has been in dry dock. Well, it's not Tommy Joseph's fault. I mean, things happen. Hopefully he can get to the majors and he can get up there now and he can do some things.
27 games with the Iron Pigs this season. 347 average, 370 on base percentage, 6 homers and 17 RBIs.
Not bad. Not bad. I mean, that's pretty good. I'll take that anytime. But this has been a remarkable start for the Phillies. Now, they're on again tonight, by the way, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And back home to boot. And what are they, 20? I want to say they're 20 and 15. Does that sound right?
They've hit 20 for sure. Yep.
Yeah, I think they're 20 and 15 right now, which is terrific.
Yep, 20 and 15.
There you go. You guys didn't think I was paying attention. So they got the Reds tonight at 7:05, 6:30 the airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. 7:05 tomorrow, 6:30 the airtime. And then on Sunday with the Reds, 1 o'clock airtime, 1:35 first pitch.
Yeah, next night at home, Reds this weekend. Then they've got the Marlins and Braves then after that. So it'll be a nice, healthy homestand here. See how they come out of that.
Yeah. Well, this is after they went on the road. I mean, they went to Cleveland, they went to St. Louis, the Marlins, and then the Braves. I mean, it's not as if they haven't not been in. Took two out of three from the Braves, and we'll touch on that in the next half hour, because that's part of our play-by-play call of the day. Very much so. So again, 6:30 the airtime tonight with the Cincinnati Reds. Let's see, the Pirates are playing today against the Cubs, as they're getting outscored, by the way, 22-5 by the Little Bears of Chicago.
And the Cubbies are up 8-0 after 5, Wrigley.
I'm shocked.
Let's put 5 on the board here in the 5th.
Yeah, it's 8-0. And not only that, but they have 8 runs off of Liriano today. I mean,
Ross,
Liriano is the
Ross
is the
Russell
best, is
and
the,
Chris Bryant with home runs for the Cubbies.
Yeah. Liriano went 4 2/3, gave up 9 hits, 8 runs, all earned, struck out 7, walked 4, gave up 3 home runs. As Sean just mentioned, Addison Russell homered in the 4th, 3-run shot. Chris Bryant homered, 2-run shot. And Ross homered, also a 3-run shot. David Ross, one day, will be a manager in the major leagues. He is the perfect catcher to catch for Joe Maddon, because David Ross knows the game so well. Within 5 years of retirement, David Ross will be a manager in the major leagues. 8-0 Cubs. They've outscored the Pirates 28-5 this year. I'm not an expert. It just doesn't sound good.